rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
All you have is the now. And I have a confession to make. I almost forgot to record today because Amariah has the day off. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's the end of the year. Aren't you happy? I am. That's why I'm singing today. And I don't really have a topic because I forgot. Because I normally organize this all with my co-anchor and I forgot. I'm so sorry because I almost forgot, but I didn't. And today we're just going to talk from our heart. We're just going to speak casually and just like very candor, just have some candor, open up a can of candor. Yes. I hope you had a good Christmas or whatever, a holiday season. I hope you had a good winter solstice. I hope you got some good powers. I know I did. I think whatever you had before the solstice is now amplified. So if you did not have nothing before the solstice, you don't have nothing after the solstice. You just have amplification of zeros. Zero times zero is zero equals zero. But if you're wise and you listen to me and you were meditating and eating your fucking kombucha, you might have improved your consciousness in the last few days. I am insatiable in more ways than one. And I don't know if it's the solstice or if it's just me or if I'm just getting older, but there are just a lot of things that are enhanced. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I did not know that was going to be a consequence of the solstice. The arousal to other humans is very frustrating, but I'm just going to go see a light-skinned man in Kentucky and keep it real cute. But how are you doing today? Email me, host@centersun21.com. I want to hear your New Year's resolutions so I can read them aloud on the show. I've received zero so far. So sign up today. You're not even going to get spammed back. I'm not even going to respond to you. Like, it's totally like anonymous. Oh my God. But I really wish that you had a good holiday. I've been off work from the university for a week now, and I have just been like on Clubhouse. Do you know what Clubhouse is? It's this new app, and you can download it. It's only for iOS and iPad, and it's a new app that allows you to talk. And I was like, oh, it's audio only, like a podcast, like Center of the Sun, like it's applicable to my brand. And so I invited Amariah, and hopefully one day it'll be useful. But right now I'm just up all night talking to people that I don't know. It's a bunch of strangers. But anyway, I don't know why I'm being so silly. I do know why, because I'm excited to see my light-skinned man in Kentucky. I got a rental car just to go see him. It's only an hour. He's an hour away. It is what it is. Anyway, so Clubhouse is an app that I just was introduced to on Twitter. And people are like, oh yeah, Clubhouse this, Clubhouse that. But I'm like, God, another social network? I'm not ready. I'm really not ready. So it's a new social network that is audio only. And it's invite only because it's right. It's in beta right now. So download Clubhouse. And I've been a part of the Black and Queer Bella Noche Club. It's not, that's not what it's called, but that's what it started off as. And it's actually called the Black Sheep Tribe. And we open up Bella Noches every now and again, because if you can't be Black and Queer at Bella Noche, where the fuck can you be Black and Queer? So Bella Noche is actually a strip club in real life. So we try to adhere to the principles of Bella Noche, the founding principles of Bella Noche. But yeah, so other than that's what I've been doing, chilling, relaxing all cool, shooting some b-ball in my bed, because I'm not going to school. But yeah, anyway, yeah, so I've been off work, I've been chilling, I cleaned my house a little bit, half of it or three quarters. I've shotgun house, so if I just clean most of it, it feels very clean, because it's not like I don't have to walk into other rooms, because it's all connected, so I just avoid that part of the house. But anyway, clean my house, got a rental car, going to go see a light-skinned man, because the 21st has enhanced my abilities, and just been watching hella like Star Trek and TV and like talking to people. And I don't feel lonely at all because of Clubhouse. Clubhouse is a cure for the pandemic. It is a cure for loneliness. It is a cure for, I don't know, I wanted to say cure again. I don't have a third thing. Personally, it cured my extrovertedness that is clearly dissatisfied at the moment. And I really just need like groups of people to interact with, and Clubhouse is that opportunity. Because, and it's different than Twitter, because you can't talk to people on Twitter. You can do voice memos and all kind of stuff, but they don't talk back. And they're normally, and if they do talk back, they're a fucking asshole. If you've ever been blocked by me on Twitter, it's because you have a fucking attitude all the goddamn time, and it doesn't make no fucking sense why you acting so crazy on Twitter. So I block you. I decided to stop arguing, because it's actually better to not argue with people. You can't argue with people on the internet, because you don't know who they are, and they could hurt you. And they could go to your page and report your page and shit. So you have to block them, because they can dox you and do all kinds of things. And so if somebody gets an attitude with me over something small, like for instance, like one, I don't even know, like Kareem, some dude named Kareem, I don't know what the fuck, like I should have unfollowed him. See, and when God says unfollow people, you should unfollow them, because I'm tired of hearing, I just don't want to hear about your anal sex all the time. And I love engaging in anal, like it's great, great time, but no one cares about your booty hole. And you're probably lying anyway. So, because I'm like, I'm a very attractive person, and I know the frequency with which people have sex. But if you're actually like a sexy ass person with hella hoes, like you're not bragging about it on the internet. Like you're just not. And if you are bragging about it on the internet, then you're a sex worker, and you're also not one of those people either. So I'm like, what is it? Is it like a badge of honor? Is it like a crutch to your confidence? I don't know. But anyway, people just, they surround themselves with sex 24/7. And I'm just, I try to be nice to people, and it just comes off as like disingenuous or something. I don't know how I come off, but I end up arguing with people on Twitter. And I get really annoyed when people are like, for instance, so this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Cause I actually don't care about what people say or what, but that particular person says in general, I don't really know that these are strangers, but what I don't like is the anti-blackness around black women. So in the context of Azalea Banks, I know Azalea Banks is problematic as fuck. She uses very homophobic language and this and that. But at the same time, there are a lot of people that do that. And for some odd reason, we only focus on Azalea Banks when like literally there's an entire culture out here that is anti everything about my being. So Azealia Banks being anti-gay pales into comparison to the general culture that the same people that don't, that dislike Azealia Banks dislike, or they uphold that same structure. So it's hypocritical to me. It's hypocritical for me to witness that and to not say anything. Guess I was sassy and I'm just like, and it was met with like a veiled threat. And the thing about me and veiled threats and being like, you should do this, or because I responded very like, never, have a great day, just like, just asking, have a great day. And it was met with some energy that just, if I was in person, would compel me to pick up a weapon. So I was like, this is a moment in which I need to be blocking people because I cannot be under the jail. And my compulsion comes from my family. And it's weird because I am not a nonviolent. I'm a very nonviolent person. But for some odd reason, even from a child, I've been attacking people since I was a child. Like my older brother, like I would drag him, like he would poke in fun at me all the time, and I would drag him by his hair because I guess like people saw me as a little gay boy and whatever, but like I would never have been timid and I've never been shy, and I've always been very feisty. Yeah, it's a fire sign thing, but I will fuck anybody up, and I actually don't have the muscle mass to do it with my hands, so I gotta kill you. That's really where my thought process is. So instead of engaging in some sort of thought process that gets me in trouble with the FBI, I decide to unfollow them so they cannot dox me and compel me to protect myself. But at the end of the day, God don't like ugly, so you can do what the fuck you want. Please dox me. I would love to restart my life and have an excuse for having shitty credit other than it's just my personal responsibility. Like, I don't use it properly anyway. Let me tell you. Like, I'm so dumb. I'm so bad with credit anyway. You can dox me all you want. You can come try to kill me, bitch. I'm not afraid to die, but that's, I don't know why my energy is so spicy right now, but I'm so bad with credit. And this is why I don't, like, I literally paid my credit card bill. I paid my credit card bill wrong. Like, how do you pay your credit card bill wrong? I overpaid by a lot because for some odd reason, I thought I was putting in like a debit card account. And then when I looked, it was the same as my credit line. And I'm like, how is it the same as the credit line when it should be more than the credit line? And then I was like, oh my God, it's a credit line. Who did I just pay? And I hopefully they'll give it back, but I'm sure they will. But it's just like, really? Why did I think I could overpay and I would have more credit on my credit line? That's not how a credit line works. Why don't I understand how credit works from an intuitive sense? That's what's frustrating. Like, I have to sit and think about it. And I often get it wrong. Like, math is just not my, is not it. Where to put dollars in on a spreadsheet is just not my shit. And I can figure it out eventually, but I got a C minus in accounting, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, that's neither here nor there, but that is why I love Clubhouse, because everybody on Twitter got a fucking attitude and I can't sense tone through words. And when people say things to me that are potentially threatening, because I am a very smart person, and so I try to analyze things not only from what is presented to me, but in the context and in the of the person that is sending the signal. So, and also in the context in which you are lashing out for something that you know is hypocritical. But that's neither here nor there. I don't have friends on the internet, unfortunately, because I do not represent myself well enough through digital means. And that's why Amariah is my friend, because she knew me in person. And so, yeah, that's that. But I found new friends. Clubhouse actually is making me a little bit worried about my ability to maintain friendships in the real world, because I'm like, wait, I interact with people in different ways on Clubhouse than I do in any aspect of my life. I never knew that people liked sitting up all night talking about stuff. And those are supposed to be your friends. I thought that's what friendship was, is like the people that would sit up with you. My friends do not sit up with me all night and talk about nothing. They be talking with their boyfriend or whatever. But it's a refreshing imagining of what like internet friends are, because you can't be in person with real friends. And that's the thing about real friends, is that you are in person with them. So you don't have to sit up on the phone all night because you're at brunch, damn it. or you're at the damn dog park, whatever it is. So it makes sense why I don't sit on the phone, you know, why I'm interacting with these people and feel close to them immediately, because you take away that in-person component and you immediately go to, let's talk on the phone all night as best friends. So you don't even get that in-person introduction. That's what's very interesting, but you immediately create a connection. And like, I've already found my birthday twin in California. Like, it's crazy. It's so great. So the fact that I found my queer birthday friend, they are super like me. It's weird looking at your birthday twin because it's not quite, you don't think astrology is real until you meet your birthday friend and you hear them talk and you hear them be like you and you see the flaws that you have in them. Not that I don't think it's a flaw, but you see the flaws that people identify in you and you see that same flaw in them, which gives validation to the fact that you are the way that you are for a reason, and that you are also not alone, and that you connect with people on a level that is outside of this planet. So it's just cool. It's just really cool to see. And I was just really happy. But finding a tribe that feels the same way about things that I do, like, in, for instance, like kinks and sex. I've always known that I probably need to just go ahead and date like a sex worker, be in a polyamorous relationship, because I can't do the stress of monogamy and stuff like that. And I've never really been around people that like articulated that so just like casually, just like without any remorse, without any, very thought out, very organized lives and love lives and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, there is a way to do it without having to feel lied to and deceived all the time. That is so frustrating. And I'm like, is there a way that we can just love each other in a group? And I'm like, I could do that. I'm such an extrovert. Like, I probably do need two husbands. I'm so stupid. But yeah, there's just stuff like that where I'm just like, and like my real friends, they probably would talk about this, but they're all monogamous people. I've only been friends with monogamous people, and I've never really interacted with non-monogamous people. And I'm starting to be like, damn, I need to find some husbands to start a life with. I need to, like, I just really, it's just given me a lot of hope about the future and about the possibility of like friendship and like humanity and like moving forward in 2021 and the digital space and this and that. Like, how am I going to survive? And I think this is a good way to do it. But there are downsides to that, because you have to be careful. For instance, I don't know, like I was saying earlier, like the 21st, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the solstice. I don't know, but I'm like, if it's Clubhouse, like hearing about sex and sexuality, and they're all like gender non-conforming people. So it's not all like one kind of note thing going on. So I'm like, it's not that I'm activating my sexuality like at an intense level. It's just like with people I'm not necessarily attracted to, but we share similar sexual things, sexual interests and stuff like that. It's hard to navigate, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for the space. And then the best thing about it is that the founders, like normally you don't really get to interact with founders like that. So especially the clients that I have, the founders of the businesses that I help make content for, they're on Clubhouse. So that's cool to interact with them in that such a casual way. And then the founders of the actual app itself is pretty cool. It's very one-on-one. It gives me very one-on-one, you know? So anyway, that's my overview of Clubhouse. That's my unboxing. If you want to invite, I don't have one. I've already given them away. But if you want to invite, you should download the app, and then it'll connect with your contacts. And then if you have a friend on there, they will ask your friend to invite you. And then the incentive for them to invite you is that they get more invites. So it's invite only. The invites are very limited, but you get more invites if you are asked to invite people, then they give you more invites. There's a plus and a minus to everything. But have you used Clubhouse? If so, you can find me on Clubhouse at Natural Devon, of course, or you can look up my government name, Devon House. Clubhouse is a very government name as a bitch, and you got to use your real name. Now, you don't have to use your real name, but it's like preferred, and it's like, why not? Are you fucking like criminal. Ooh, you got some papers, baby. And it's just like another downside is that everybody knows you're on there. So like the moment you start entering rooms, like it sends out notifications. It's just a bunch of stuff going on. It's really cute. It's the future. It's actually the past. You actually need to reimagine the past, because back when we used to have chat lines and stuff, like open stuff, you could be on these kind of lines and they were very sexual and very by the minute, you paid by the minute and stuff like that. Like you're seeing that right now. We're reimagining the past and I love it in every way possible. So have you used Clubhouse? What are you going to do if continue using Clubhouse? And how do you think it will change the way you use social media? Send your answers to host@centersun21.com. And I just want to thank you so much for listening. This is going to be a shorter show today because I have a date with a light-skinned man. And I got to take a shower and I got to get ready. But I'm just very excited. And yeah, I just wish you the best for 2021. It's about to be a new year. I think Amariah's coming back next week. I forget. She might be coming back next week. But if not, you'll see me next week. And if I remember, and there's a motorcycle. Gosh, I don't know why they do this on Sundays. But there's a motorcycle gang outside and they're roaring their engines. So yeah, I think the third is next week. So Amariah will be back next week with some fresh content. I want you to visit fluidjourney.com/offerings, okay? And look up the free group Reiki session. Like Amariah's Reiki is so powerful. Like you have no idea. And Reiki only enhances the bioelectricity that exists in your body already. Okay. So you don't gotta do nothing but close your eyes and intend for good things to happen. And guess what? They most likely will. The where you put your focus, how you spend your time, and where you put your energy is how your life will play out. If you intend for things good to happen, good things may come to you. Now, good things may not come when you want them. Right on time. That's a old song and that's about God, but it's the same thing. It's the same. And good things come when they need to, and bad things come when they need to, and you die when you're supposed to, and that is that. And maybe that's just a coping mechanism. Maybe I'm wrong. If I am, please email me. Let's talk. host@centersun21.com, or we can go on Clubhouse. Let's go to Clubhouse. Let's do it in a public arena. No, we can do private Clubhouse as well. Join me on Clubhouse. Follow me on Clubhouse. Start a room with me on Clubhouse and we will talk about it. As far as me and this house, me and this Devon house, in this center of the sun house, I believe everybody has a purpose. And maybe not in this reality, but in the next reality, you have a purpose. So I wish you all the best for 2021. It's going to be lit. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. It's not even funny. But what are you going to do for New Year's? I'm going to be at home turning up alone, as should you, or with your immediate family, whoever lives with you. But anyway, I do wish you all the best. And I wish you all the best on Clubhouse. Please follow me also on Twitter @NaturalDevon. And yeah, have a great day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.